Hi, I'm Jill, recovered compulsive overeater who's losing her voice. I don't know if I talk too much or if I'm just hitting a wall or like I have some allergies kicking in, combo of all. But tonight's workshop is a simple one. I don't have to talk a lot. This is a continuation of our afternoon workshop, Finding a Higher Power. Hopefully, we have a new, updated vision of our higher power, a higher power of your understanding. And in the second half of this workshop, we'll start communicating with that higher power. This communication goes two ways. You to your higher power in speech, in thought, and in writing, and your higher power back to you. Looking at the first, this first part where you're communicating to your higher power, you can write to God in one of two ways, a prayer letter or a written dialogue where you write in your voice and you imagine God's response and you write that down too. If you need a minute to sit and remind yourself of this new higher power, this new concept of your higher power, take a minute and breathe. Think about that first. It's a nice calm way to end the day, isn't it? In this next section of the workshop, we will seek through meditation to improve our conscious contact with a higher power as we have each defined that higher power. Clinical research has shown that meditation is good for the brain, including for anxiety. If one reason you want to overeat is because of anxiety, then meditation may benefit you. Will someone please read the highlighted sections on page 92, 93, 96 in the 12 and 12, the OA 12 and 12.
It takes more than spiritual freedom, however, to establish and develop a relationship with a power greater than ourselves. We have to take action. In step 11, we are challenged to actively seek to improve our relationship with our higher power in the same way we might develop any relationship, by taking the time on a regular basis to be with higher power. During this time, we will actively seek to develop a consciousness of our power source through prayer and meditation, and to do so with an attitude of complete trust, asking only for knowledge of the directions we are to take and the power we have had. For many of us, a regular daily quiet time for prayer and meditation is essential. Keep it simple is a good slogan to apply here. Remembering that our goal is to develop a closer conscious contact with God, prayer is simply what we do when we talk about our power, and meditation is simply a way of stilling our minds and opening our spirits to God's influence. Our purpose in meditating is simple. We seek to relax and receive spiritual nourishment by experiencing more fully our connections with our true, unfragmented selves and with our higher power.
Thank you. There's a lot more good reading in that OA 12 and 12, step 11. That was just a small sample. Here I'm supposed to discuss my personal experience with meditation.
Not gonna happen,
and that's okay. We're going to now enter a 15-minute meditation period, and Pam is going to lead this for us.
We will begin with a guided meditation where we will let go and let God and rest in the presence of our higher power. A beeper will go off to signify the end of the meditation period, and then that will be followed by a 2-minute period of silence during which you can take some notes on your meditation or simply converse further with your higher power. We begin the meditation by sitting comfortably in our chair with our back relatively straight and our hands lying loosely on our laps. Our eyes are closed. Picture yourself resting comfortably in the arms of your higher power. Listen to your breathing as you gently breathe in and out. In and out. You may want to take some deep breaths to get started. When outside thoughts distract you, return to listening to your breathing gently, in and out. Let your distracting thoughts drift on by as if on a floating cloud. Now picture a clean and shining white light entering you from the top of your head. Picture this light filling every part of you as it flows and spreads down your head, your brain, your face, your neck, spreading out to your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your fingers, your fingertips. It flows down your front and your back, down your legs, into your feet and your toes. And as it pushes out through your toes, it pushes out all that is negative and dark. I will say, "I relax and I let God," 3 times. After that, we will begin our period of meditation. I relax and I let God. I relax and I let God. I relax and I let God.
So now we have 2 more minutes. Just to try and stay still and stay quiet, you can either jot something down that you need to remember from that, or you can just stay still for another 2 minutes.